Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology. I'm Dr. Anthony Vaselli from the University of Maine Advanced Structures and Composite Center. I'm here to speak in opposition of the bill. I'm pleased to provide my perspective as a design engineer working on this project since its inception about 8 years ago. I've lived in Maine my entire life. I've worked and studied at the University of Maine for 15 years. I hope my story will illustrate how this project is already benefiting the state's young people looking for careers and opportunities to stay here in Maine. Many of my colleagues behind me share a very similar story, and they've all co-signed the testimony I've shared for you. There's about a dozen engineers here that have stayed in the state because of this project. I'm from a small rural Washington County town named Cooper. Probably not many of you know that place. The town has a population of a few hundred people in the summertime, and there are few job opportunities in that area. I grew up working for my father's small construction business, but decided to move to UMaine in Orono to study civil engineering. Upon graduation, I considered many other options around the country, including grad programs and full-time engineering jobs. But I was lucky to find a position at UMaine developing new technologies for a variety of applications, including the offshore wind program. During my time here, I've had great opportunities and had a number of successes. I helped to secure over $50 million in contracts from outside the state here to bring to the university. I've worked to start three businesses. I've received a PhD in civil engineering, which resulted in deployment of the first grid-connected turbine in the Americas. That project has actually positioned Maine as a world leader in a worldwide race to develop floating offshore wind technology. There's projects all around the world, all competing to develop similar technologies to harvest this. My story is similar to the others who stand behind me, have come through our program, represent major economic opportunities for our state. The University of Maine 12-megawatt offshore wind project will put Maine on the map as a global leader in offshore renewable energy and develop a whole new industry. This will be the first commercial-scale floating wind turbine deployed in the Americas. An industry of engineering construction can be built off this program, and this has been recognized by interest from the U.S. Department of Energy and some very large companies from around the world and some of the largest companies in Maine. And I want to clarify one thing. This project is representative of full-scale conditions. There was some confusion there, but these are actually I've been studying the Gulf of Maine oceanography for about 9 years now, and this test is very representative of what a full-scale project would see. Many other areas of the world recognize the economic potential of developing floating offshore wind technologies, and there is a race to develop this technology to enjoy the benefits. If Maine decides to move this test site, Maine and the U.S. will lose this race. As a citizen of Maine watching this project from the beginning, I see clearly how this project holds the potential to create an industry in the state, which has seen a departure of many of its historical industries. Like my colleagues, this is a major reason why I chose to stay in Maine and work towards this goal. We are proud to be a part of this project and happy to be able to work on a problem which can help this great state and solve so many world issues. Furthermore, we are happy to be working on world-leading research while enjoying, obviously, the quality of life here in Maine. For these reasons noted above, we urge the committee to oppose this bill. Thank you. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Other questions? Representative DeChant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your testimony. Would you please take a minute to have each one of your colleagues introduce himself and where he's from?
Absolutely.
Go right down the line. Scott Tomlinson, originally from Chicago. I spent about a decade doing